Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, Swedish. It's nice to hear from you, actually. What have I been up to?
Well, I've defrosted the fridge freezer and my new life starts now, I suppose. I'm making way. I've tidied up the cupboards. I've taken four bin bags to the charity shop. I'm just sort of cleansed from the inside out. Welcome to Cuddle Club, your favourite club. People say, do you want to join the Grout Show? No, I'm already a member of the club. Cuddle Club, and it's my favourite club ever, and guess what, it doesn't even cost me any money. I need to revise that, actually, because it should cost you money. Content like this, I'm about to tell you what I've done this week, and I've defrosted my fridge freezer. You don't think you could pay for that sort of information? I also bought an air fryer. I joined in, everybody's talking about them, and I did use it. The first time I used it, well, I stunk out the whole kitchen and nearly set it on fire, but it's the worst of plastic packaging on the inside, which I didn't check. Let that be a lesson for you if you're getting an air fryer. And the good thing is, it's teal blue, so it can just stay out on the side. What a life I'm living. Smoke tofu once a week. Apart from that, don't use it. Lovely. Nice to have you here. Here to have you nice, as the old catchphrase. Oh, this week I've got Josie Nolan. Comedian, writer, I'm going to say activist. Badgemaker, lover, mother, friend, sister. I don't know if she's a sister, but she's got sister vibes. To me, certainly. Lovely, 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 lovely. Long by name, not that long by nature, actually. Not the best intro for a client. A client, a client. Grow up. She's lush. We had a nice old chat. She's got a book out, which I'm about to read. I know you might think, why don't you read these things before the podcast? Because she sent it to me and I haven't received it yet. Anyway, it's cool because I don't know what you mean and what you don't. And I've heard it's absolutely fantastic. I think you should pre-order a copy now because it really helps artists out. If you pre-order, if you can pre-order it, go to linktree/ because I don't know what you mean and order that book. And I tell you what, you'll have a nice time. She'll have a nice time. So it's a women's scenario as far as I'm concerned. Also, she's on tour, and I'll remind you at the end, and I love you very much, and come on. Hi, Josie.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
How are you from Glasgow?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm just sitting out, looking out at my little view. Although, I have a cursed thing, which is, my view is, I've got a tenement right in front of me, it's very beautiful, and then next to it, some new build flats that are quite pretty, actually, but I found out that the new build flats are built on what used to be a swimming pool. Can you imagine how unbearable that is for me? No. Every day, knowing that there used to be a swimming pool. I mean, it was closed down in like 1960, so I really had no chance to use it. But every time I'm like, what might have been?
You bloody love a swim.
Never get a swim these days. The only time I get a swim is my children's swimming lessons, where I have to just hold a child who won't swim.
Oh, no. Can't.
And then I'm like, you don't realise how... You've got, this is pearls before swine, you know?
Yeah, your boyfriend, can he not sort of take over while you have a few lengths, widths, lengths?
Well, yeah, but do you know what? Like, this is the problem. You got a very small amount of time without the kids. You got to use it to work. You got to use it to blah, 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 blah. And swimming gets pushed to the back of the queue.
Oh, jeez.
Heartbreak.
Well, my mum's friend Felicity, here we go, gets up at 6 a.m. every day and goes for a swim. Could that be you?
Never, never. Couldn't be me. Although I say that, do you know I used to do that when I was 13 years old? I used to get up at 5 in the morning, walk to the Walnuts Leisure Centre and swim on my own before school.
Why?
Who was that person? Who was she?
Well, she didn't have a baby.
Well,
she
part have... wellness, yeah. Part eating disorder.
Oh, did you have one of those? Oh.
I sort of feel like everyone of our generation was in an environment of disordered eating because of diet culture.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think show me a 15-year-old that didn't have an eating disorder and I'll show you a liar.
But I think I hope it's better now. I hope.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out in 10 years' time.
They all want the big bottoms now. So that's progress, isn't it?
Well, you could put this music under anything.
You've written your book.
I have. I can show you a proof of it. I think I've sent one to you, you know.
Can you tell us what it's about?
Yeah. It's 16 short stories and I'm really proud of it because I feel like it's quite a broad exploration of all of my life experiences so far. So there's some about love and there's some about parenting and there's some about fear of climate change and there's some about wrangling with politics and inequality in class, and there's some about some kids who think they're witches, and there's a couple of like sexy ones, and there's a couple about realizing and learning about misogyny. And yeah, I'm just really proud of it. It was very exciting for me to start writing prose and to really, really focus on it in like a non-comedic sense. Like some of them might try and be funny, but at the same time, just to be like, these are stories, man. The most important thing is the story and the writing. It was great. But do you know what as well? It's something that I always wanted to do when I was younger, quite desperately. And It took me so long to get the confidence to do it. I know that sounds silly, but like it really did. It was like I just felt like I could never do it because I'd so desperately wanted to do it. And so the fact that I have now managed to do it is the biggest thrill of my life because I really love like Raymond Carver, the writer. I love Richard Yates' short stories. There's always people that their short stories are like on this pedestal to me. And so the idea that I could try and like contribute my terrible work, and I don't even think it's terrible. I'm so proud of it. But my little crumb, you know, is very exciting to me.
Can you show me the cover again? Because I didn't see it properly when you held it up. Because I don't know what you mean and what you don't. Josie Long, great title, great cover. Fox on the front, my spirit animal.
Thank you. Lovely stuff.
And people can pre-order, right?
Yeah, and do you know what? If anyone listening likes the idea of it, I'm so proud of the stories. I really think they're quite intense and I've put a lot of heart into them. If anyone fancies it, if you can pre-order it before the 25th of May, that means the world to the book's survival as an object. Because the more we can sell in advance, the more it seems very popular. And you can do it. There's a link tree. It's called linktr.ee and then it's slash and then it's because I don't know what you mean. And you can, there's loads of options and you can pre-buy ones that I've like signed and stuff. Oh my God, thank you for talking about it.
Oh no, our pleasure. I can't wait to read it. And you're on tour.
Yeah, I am actually. And I'm on tour for most of the year because I basically do like 2-3 days and then I go home. And it's really interesting as a vibe, but I think it makes me more excited about it, you know?
Yeah, I love a bit of balance in life. And good for the daughters to see mother on the road.
Well, again, this is my hope. Just like, look, here I am. Thriving, enjoying my life.
Yes, Johnny will get your dinner, girls. It's okay.
Well, also, he went on tour last year. Oh. So I feel like he's had his fun. Now it's time for my fun.
I like it less when the man goes on tour.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I saw your show in Edinburgh and it's really good.
Oh, thank you.
It was bloody great, actually. I had a whitey just before I saw Sophie Hagen's show from Smoking Half a Cigarette. And I had to lay down in the toilets just before her show, and a woman stepped over me and she said, "You're famous." And I said, "I don't think so." I was sort of laid on the floor in between the two toilets, you know, in Monkey Barrel, just in the hallway bit. And she had to step over me to go. Oh, good times.
She'll be trying to tell people forever. She'll be like, "I saw Lou Saunders, famous comedian, and she was lying on the floor." People be like, "That wouldn't have been her. You don't know what you're talking about."
People, unfortunately, would be like, "That's bang on brand. That was her."
Who's that guy that said, "I don't want any club that wants to have me"?
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah, he's not saying that about Cuddle Club.
Are you ready for the touch quiz?
Definitely.
You've got five questions. Cannot wait. To guess. To guess what I'm thinking about touching. And it's not rude.
Okay. Mm. Is it living or could it never live?
I think he's alive. Let me just check. That's a clue there. But you've got to give some clues because otherwise five questions, anything in the world, it's impossible.
That's an incredible clue. Okay. Okay. So it's a man you think is alive. Great. It could be.
He's alive.
Okay. Also, what I've done there is I've said it's a man you think is alive and you haven't gone, or is it a beast? So I'm like, right, it's not a beast. Right. It's a man.
Yeah.
You think is alive.
Yeah, you're okay. Sneaky, but I like it.
Is this person in the field of entertainment?
Oh, very much so, Josie. You're on the right track here. Very much so.
Okay. Is this a person that I am fond of?
Oh, no, I definitely don't, actually. Sometimes I don't really know who people are that I've put down. It just comes to me, you know. Do you know what I'm going to do is read you one of his tweets, and that's going to give you a bit of a clue. Right, okay, so he's got 33,600 followers. I would have thought more, actually.
Well, this is very helpful. So this is a British person. Are you going to read me a tweet, though?
Tune in and watch me sitting in the famous black chair this coming Saturday. BBC One Mastermind, and he's added Hattrick in. My specialist subject, the music and career of one of the greatest singer-songwriters of our generation, Gilbert O'Sullivan. See how I got on. Smiley heart face emoji.
Okay, so this is an older person. This person maybe is in their 60s or 70s.
I can't confirm or deny. you got to say if it's a question or not. Okay. You're sneaking about.
I'm do you know what? I'm doing what Sherlock Holmes would do. I'm just going through my clues.
Yeah.
You know? This is an older person.
But he's also in Panto.
He's a, oh, that's a clue and a half. Okay, did this person have a big hit song?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you know, like if they had a big hit song.
I'll put in their name, which I can't tell you.
Okay, yeah, that would.
And then I'll put in song.
That would very much give the game away.
They've had a few. I don't think that's what they're known for.
Ooh. Is it Bobby Davro?
It is Bobby Davro!
Oh my God, how did I do it? How did I do it?
What a thrill. That's a real boon for you, Josie. You've been nominated twice.
Three times.
You've won once, haven't you? Or twice?
I won Best Newcomer and I was nominated three times for the other one. Yeah. But I never won it.
Tell me how that compares to winning the award.
It blows it out the water, honestly. Yeah, it does. It blows it out the water. I feel like this is what it feels like to be a football fan, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
I actually can't believe it. It was. Do you know sometimes, do you ever have this where you're on stage and you make something up and it's almost like an angel has just dropped it into your head for you, you know?
Do
it's
I
just
ever?
Been dropped in and you know. And it's just there and you know and you do it.
Yeah.
And that's you're that, in, you know?
It's what psychologists call a flow state. It's what spiritualists call, you know, being in alignment, being a channel for God. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I've never felt so good.
Thanks to my fans, etc. Okay, time for the quick fire round.
Okay, but can you believe that I guessed it? Let's be real, can you believe it?
Quick fire questions. Yes, quite agree.
Okay, it's time for the quick fire round. How many saucepans do you own?
I would say three good ones, two big ones. One flat one that I don't even know if it counts. And then seven that we should have got rid of because all of the non-stick is coming off and I feel like that is toxic for me and my family, but we never get rid of because we don't drive.
Okay, get rid of those ASAP because really it is toxic. And you need the cupboard space. If you're in London, you'd have two. There's no cupboard space.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, glib that I got all this cupboard space. But yeah, I do need to get rid of them. But here's the thing, I'm not going to put saucepans in a big bin. You've got to take them to the dump, right?
Make a day of it in an Uber.
Good idea.
Or Bolt. Or Black Taxi. Or Black Taxi. You can pay for a big shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Your daughter grows up. Hang on. Have you got two daughters now, haven't you?
I do. Yeah.
Well, one of them.
Which one? Big or small?
It's the big one.
Okay. Yeah.
She grows up and she wants to marry an absolute raving Tory. What do you do?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
So I think I would try at best to get to know him as well as I could and try to understand him as well as I could and then poison him.
Yeah, lovely. Leon.
No, I think what I would do, I tried to understand him as well as I could, and I would try to really see what the lay of the land was with him. I mean, for me, the idea that in 20, 30 years that my daughter would be really conventional and wanting to get married and to a Tory is kind of devastating. But I mean, firstly, it's her life, I guess. Secondly, I brought her up better than that. Thirdly, yeah, I think I would try and get to know him, and maybe I would try and just sow the seeds of doubt, you know?
Yeah.
Sow the seeds of doubt.
Yeah. Introduce her to some sort of hunkier man.
Yeah. But it's interesting though, because much as I would fundamentally disagree and it would upset me, it's her life. I've got to let her lead it. And he could be like one of those mountaineering Tories. Now, I would have a lot to chat to on a casual basis with a mountaineering Tory, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, we got to think, she's getting married in 20 years' time. Maybe the Tory party has been wiped out electorally.
Yeah.
And it's as irrelevant as the Natural Health Party, no offence to them, but it's the smallest party I could think of.
Mm.
Maybe it's as irrelevant as the most fringy fringe party. And in that regard, a Tory, when they're so far out of power, whilst depressing, who cares? You know?
Whereas
if the Tories are in power and they're actively stealing all our stuff and our rights as they are now, then it's different. Do you know what I mean?
Lovely.
I'm thinking about this too much, but I've got strategies.
No, I've really made you go down this rabbit hole. I'm so sorry. I don't want to give you nightmares.
I love it.
Okay, question three. Last question on the quick fire round. How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Oh, do you know, just prepared by somebody else.
Yes.
I don't care how.
And does he make you eggs?
Yeah, do you know what? My partner is really good. My partner's lovely insofar as he usually will make me a coffee and some toast in the morning.
Wow, that's...
Which, if I'm doing the kids, I don't necessarily do.
Wow, that's great, actually. Sometimes I want really a boyfriend just to make me a cup of tea, you know? That's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. Do you know what? I'm not saying that it would be something we would pay for, but, like, early mornings is the shift more than ever that just one other person doing kindnesses, even if that was a paid arrangement, is most appreciated.
Yes.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Quick, Quezzy, how do you feel about cuddling?
I love it.
Yeah, I thought you would, actually.
But it's made me realise that I don't cuddle that many people. I'm not necessarily a big cuddler of even most of my friends.
Oh, I thought you do a lot. I haven't seen someone for a while. They're up in Glasgow.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah, you'd make it worth their while. The trip,
yeah.
5 hours. You'd make it worth their while.
But it's interesting. Yeah, I don't like to cuddle just anyone, is what I would say. Like one of the...
Choosy.
Yeah. And one of the big joys of having kids has been like my little one, she's 1 year old, and I just cuddle her all day. And she's so cuddly and sweet.
Oh,
and she's got to a point now where you say, cuddle. And she goes and leans into you.
Oh, it's lovely. Kiss her little head.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. She like knows what a cuddle is and she does it. She goes, cuddle. Oh my God. Beautiful. Hey, this is a thing. I'm really, really bringing up my children in a way that I'm really happy with about consent. Physical consent, especially where they never ever have to cuddle or kiss someone they don't want to. And I always ask them. So, like with my big daughter, I'm always like, would you like a kiss? Would you like a cuddle? And often she'll say no. And I just have to be like, okay.
Yeah.
And my heart is like aching, but I'm like, sure, no problem.
But at least the other little one, she's not going to be so choosy at the start. So, at least you can defer to the little one for now. But yeah, no, it's really good. A lot of people are talking about that because when we were a kid, we just had to kiss our uncle and we didn't really want to. But it's like, otherwise, it wasn't polite. And I think, it's really good that kids now are having autonomy over their own body.
Yeah, but it feeds into later things, doesn't it? So one of the reasons I really want her to have as much choice and an understanding of like autonomy and consent is because I hope that means that when she's 15, 16, 17, 18, it gives her like a bulwark of confidence that if people are trying to get her to do things she doesn't want to do, not just in terms of her body or with sex or things like that, but just in terms of everything, that she has the strength to be like, no, thank you, not for me.
Yeah. Some casting directors don't like it when you put your boundaries down. No, I'm not going to dance.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Actually, to be honest, I'm going for different castings now. They don't want me to dance in my pants. I do it anyway. It's reversal.
Yeah, you're, if anything, like, please, please stop the pants dance. And you're like, let me liberate myself.
Let me, come on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and hello.
Have you ever had a best, worst, weirdest cuddle? Don't worry, if you've not got
well, I'll tell you the worst and weirdest. There was a guy who ran a club, and whenever I saw him, I was like 22 years old. He would like hug me, and I hated it. And I remember after about 6 months, he was like, "Where's my hug?" And I was like, "I don't want to hug you. I don't know you." And he got so angry and offended. And it was just so awful because I realized that I was just doing it because of the conditioning that tells you that if people want to hug, you can hug. And he was so like handsy, do you know, it was like real big squeeze. Mm-hmm. And I remember just being like, I don't have to do this. And it felt terrifying, but the power.
Yes. And also, if you lose out on that gig, it's not a great.
It's not the end of the world, is it?
Now, this is time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water. And I sing the melody to a song, but with the words cuddle, and you have to guess what it is. It's near impossible.
I think this is something I'm going to be not bad at, and I'm quietly confident.
Yeah, you'll be good at it, but you have to play against me. Okay, here we go. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Do you mind if I close my eyes for this?
No, whatever gives you your bliss.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Is it the advert for Curry's Motors that used to be on the radio?
Weirdly, no. It's just a bigger number. Hang on.
Oh, okay. So this is a question. If it's a song from the last 5 years, I probably don't know it because I've been in the children's vortex.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
So. What is it? What is it? Am I allowed to know?
I
can't get no satisfaction. Oh, I can't get... Okay, can I say that actually was perfect? It's just a very hard game.
Yeah, it's a hard game. Oh, if it was live, the tweets and texts we'd have in from frustrated listeners. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
How romantic are you? I'd love to know, certainly.
I think I definitely am, but I think less so the older I am. I think Johnny, my partner, doesn't get so much romance off of me. He definitely did at the start, but I think he's the one who puts in more effort to appease me because I'm always frustrated about something. No, he tries very hard because I think it's not his natural inclination and the things he does are very nice and romantic. I do try to be romantic, but the last few years, I think any of that kind of romantic style planning goes into my children, not in a strictly romance way, but in a kind of a lot of that thoughtfulness and love and kind of poetic love and creative love goes into my kids. I'm very sentimental and I do like romantic gestures, but I think when I was younger, I was also very melancholy and very intense emotionally in ways I think I still am, but like I know what it is now. Whereas when I was younger, I'd be like, I don't know, things mattered too much to me when I was younger. So romantic gestures were very important.
It's fun to ache when you're a teenager though, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Love it. I do love romantic things. But I think sometimes this is so bland, but like the older you get, what feels very romantic is like your partner doing extra domestic labor, you know, or your partner giving you unexpected time off. Like things like that feel amazing.
Yeah. What are your family like? Okay, why are you doing comedy?
Well, I imagine like everyone else, dysfunctional.
Yes.
Complicated.
The true worry is when people don't think their family is dysfunctional and then you think, oh God, you've got it worse than...
Yeah, yes. Soon you're going to find out. Yeah, I think a lot of me finding being funny came from finding making jokes, finding performing came from a mixture of things, but it was from being much bigger than all my peers in height and stature. And like feeling really odd.
Oh.
And it was also my parents kind of not getting on and then getting divorced in quite an acrimonious way. Things like that.
Mm.
But interestingly as well, I did always love it. And it was always such a source of joy and my favourite thing. And so my mum was very supportive of me creatively. Mm. But it was interesting too because like she was very supportive, but also not a soul that we'd ever met or knew, bar one friend of my mum's who did theatrical stuff. Not a soul we knew had a creative career or a career in showbiz. So my mum would try and be supportive, but she was also terrified and didn't have any tips or connections, you know?
Mm-mm.
So it was, it was complicated. It's interesting, isn't it? Now I would say I get the best of it because now I've got my children. We all try really, really hard. They try to be good grandparents and I try to make the most of it and do the right thing. But there's definitely been periods where I've kind of had harder times with my family.
Yeah, it gets easier as you get older, doesn't it? Usually, if you're lucky, because everyone mellows out.
Yes, people do mellow out. And you also just feel to yourself, I really love these people and I've not got forever with them and I have to make the best of it. And we have to understand each other as best we can, even when we're really different or really disagree or just... our lives are very different, you know?
Mm, it does help that you think, oh, they could die at any day. That'd be nice.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Now I'm going to ask you a question from Alan de Botton, okay?
Yep.
Now he gets personal, okay?
Okay.
He might get in there. Actually, this one isn't that personal. What good luck have you had?
Oh, wow. I've had loads of good luck. I think I'm an incredibly lucky person. I had the good luck that I found stand-up when I was young and it suited me. I had the good luck to like win competitions and things like that and get noticed. And I had the good luck that when I started out, there were fewer comedians. So what I did seemed rarer than it probably is. I have good luck. I'm in good physical health and I have been like more or less. I was able to have my kids. That feels the most incredible good luck. At the moment, I feel so lucky because I love where I live. Like, I love this flat. You could not pay me £10 million to move out of this flat. You couldn't. The only way you could pay me to move out of this flat was if you gave me so much money that me giving it away would change the world fundamentally. Then I would have to. But like, you couldn't pay me to get out of here. I love where I live. I love the fact that I live near 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sets of friends who all have children the same age. I love that my daughter's school is 1 minute away. Honestly, I feel so lucky.
Now
I have a lovely, lovely little life, and it is how I'd like. So I feel very lucky. Yeah.
Love that.
I hope that isn't too wanky, but I do.
No, I love it. I love an attitude of gratitude, Josie.
But I don't think it's something I've always had. I just think the last few years especially, I've felt really content and finally felt like I was in the right place. And it gives you this base to kind of try and rejig everything, you know?
I bloody love that. But sorry, the second question he wants to know is, how have you let people down?
Oof.
Sorry, that's Alan.
Well, I definitely feel like there's lots of things that I've never finished, especially work-wise. There's ADHD means that quite often have a meeting and that feels like enough. And then I don't pursue the rest. There's probably loads of ways that I let people down. Like I am always overwhelmed. I'm always oversubscribed. So there's always people that fall by the wayside or things that fall by the wayside. I think as well, I'm late for things. I find it hard to reply to things. And in my past, I've definitely let people down, like in relationships, by being immature.
I'm annoyed I asked that question, because the last one was such a lovely answer with an attitude of gratitude. And then we've left it on a bloody positive. You started going on how you let people down. I mean, everyone has. It's a stupid question. Do you know what, Alan?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm ripping that up right now. I've ripped that up.
Alan, why didn't you ask me about your book, The Joy of Travel, which is the work of yours I've read and found interesting?
Yeah, Alan.
Alan.
Sock.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one. Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me.
Just a quick one to finish with. What's life all about?
Yes. I do you know... It's so funny, things like this. I think with life, I really am trying to foster and maintain contentment, because I feel like contentment, the ability to sort of each day enjoy on a small level, is so big and beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I also think that, like, I would say that life is about, like, loving people and trying to enjoy yourself. But I'd also just say, like, life's for living, you know. Life's for really getting out there and having as much as you, taking a big beautiful bite of as much as you can, you know. Life isn't for being timid or for being self-defeating, but I mean that in like a joyful, fun way, not in like a capitalist way.
Yeah.
I worry that a lot of like beautiful things can equally as much be taken as like incentives to like capitalist domineering, you know.
Yeah,
and that's the opposite.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because I was talking to my therapist today and I said, oh God, I've got like resentment, I'm bitter, and I've got so much in my life. And usually I'm so grateful and I do my gratitude list and everything. But like, I've like a few things I haven't got, which I got annoyed about. And I know it's all like stupid. And she's like, find the joy in each thing. And it's like, I know that, but then you have to be reminded. And then today I went for a walk and I was so grateful and in joy. And I was like, yes, this is what it's all about. Like, because you can be so grateful for like a walk in the sunshine, a coffee and all that stuff. And I know it's like twee and a cliche, but if you get into that habit of thinking, then it really does change your life.
It's an abundance mindset. But do you know what as well? The showbiz is constant rejection.
Mm.
Like, you always think, oh, if just this one thing comes off, or I've got all these irons in the fire, and if this happens. And I look back over my career and like the amount of things that didn't happen that I've been rejected from. And people might say, well, that's because you're not that successful or whatever. Fine. But at the same time, like, the rejection far outweighs the acceptance.
Mm.
But the acceptance is glorious. And if you know, everyone is having
it.
You know, there's not a soul who just breezes through.
Yeah.
And the people that do, what happens is the first time they get a tiny rejection, they absolutely spin off into space with their fury, you know. But also then I look at you and I'm like, oh, she's doing incredible. She does all this brilliant stuff. Do you know what I mean? So it's just funny to like think that other people's perceptions.
Everyone's looking at everyone.
Yeah, everyone's looking at everyone. And do you know what they should be looking at? A beautiful leaf. I tell you what life is about as well. I didn't realise till I was like... a fully grown adult, how much pleasure is to be had with like physical movement and connection with nature. Those things are so important. And I didn't realise that for a long time.
Josie, I've started a parkour course.
Have you?
It's like being a kid. You just roll around on the floor, basically. And sometimes you jump on stuff and the guy's watching you. So it's literally like being a kid, like, watch me jump off this and then roll this.
You posted a video where you did this incredible thing where you like balanced on a beam and then swung round fully straight. And I was like, that is strength.
Oh,
that
no.
That's incredible strength.
I was trying to go for something else and I fell over, but it was quite funny.
Oh, I look so good.
That's got more hits than any of my comedy videos. Falling over. People love that shit. I went viral, not for my James Corden set, but for yakking, being sick on a TV show. What's the point? You know?
What were you sick on? What was that? On Taskmaster?
No. Chris Ramsey and Rosie Ramsey's show.
Yeah.
I read out a thing and I was sick because it was so gross. And that... did that got more hits than any of my sort of comedy clips.
That's quite a cruel thing at work. You could sue them for that.
Yeah, sue Chris Ramsey. He's got the money.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
I just put in the cuddle calculator, all the details.
Oh, my God.
And then that comes up with your cuddle pipe, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, it's a nice one, Josie. You are the Amalfi Coast of cuddling. Everyone wants to go, but not everybody can.
Ooh.
And just like the Amalfi Coast, you're also on Wikipedia.
That's how I feel. And also, I'm hard to get to.
You're hard to get to. You're hard to get to. It's the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll see you. But if I'm in Glasgow, I'll give you a shout.
Please let me know. I would love that. And like, thanks for thinking of me. It's really nice to talk to you and to be on your kind, lovely show.
My kind show. And so that was Josie Long. And I've been Liz Sanders. And you've been listening, hopefully. It's important to listen. You can review, rate, subscribe. Yeah, and remember to get Josie's book. Go on to Linktree. And it's Because I Don't Know What I Mean. And reorder it. And also go get tickets for her tour. The tour is called Reenchantment. Absolutely great. Very silly. Very enjoyable. Very funny. All the things you want, really. You can follow me at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter, or at Liz Sanders, or both. Or, you know, they're different things, actually. I'm a person and Cuddle Club is a club. Okay, love you. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.